Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Monday night. It is 11:30, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and before I get started on my Monday Night Raw review, I just want to say that starting this week, I am cutting back to 3 nights a week because, honestly, my listenership is not where I want it to be, so I'm hoping that doing 3 nights a week will boost my listenership and hopefully make you guys want more. And if that happens, I'll think about going back to 5 nights a week. So, Raw started off with Triple H and Shawn Michaels cut a promo. They walked out separately. Cut a promo basically saying that they want the Brothers of Destruction at Crown Jewel, and they ripped off their respective new personal shirts to reveal a brand new D-Generation X t-shirt. All 3 shirts, by the way, I would love to have. The new Triple H shirt, the new Shawn Michaels shirt, and the new D-Generation X shirt. They all look like awesome shirts. So, apparently we're going to see D-Generation X versus the Brothers of Destruction at Crown Jewel on November 2nd from Saudi Arabia. The opening match was Bobby Lashley with his hype man, Leo Rush, who has got to be one of the most annoying people in professional wrestling history, taking on Kevin Owens. Now, sometime in the middle of the match, somewhere, Bobby Lashley adopted a brand new attitude, and Bobby Lashley has apparently turned heel. After he defeated Kevin Owens, he went back and beat him down some more. So it's interesting to see this new meaner Lashley. The second match was a rematch from Super Showdown. We had the Riot Squad versus Ronda Rousey and the Bella Twins in what I called a genius move when I first saw it. Brie Bella and Liv Morgan started the match, and pretty much beat the dog piss out of each other, and I loved that. And I don't know if it was, I don't know how legit their punches were or whatever, but I think there might have been some pretty decent shots in there. They rolled all the way up to the floor, beating each other up. They had to be separated. And once Liv Morgan got back in the ring, she was very forcefully tagged by Sarah Logan. And at the end of the match, Ronda caused Ruby Riott to tap out. While they were celebrating, Ronda turned her back on Nikki Bella, who attacked her from behind and proceeded to beat her down along with Brie, and now we have a Raw Women's Championship match at Evolution between Ronda Rousey and Nikki Bella. Neither of whom, in my opinion, should be Raw Women's Champion. Match was Bayley and Finn Balor versus Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal. Bayley and Balor pretty much dominated the entire match and picked up the win. I was only paying attention to that match halfway. And so I barely saw the win. Baron Corbin had a joke of a battle royal where he invited 9 international superstars, one of whom was indie wrestler Aaron O'Brien. So give him a quick shout out, even though I've never met him. And that match was won by the Spanish Conquistador, who unmasked himself to reveal that it was Kurt Angle. So Kurt Angle will be in the World Cup tournament at Crown Jewel, which will be 4 Raw superstars, 4 SmackDown superstars. Currently, John Cena and Kurt Angle are the first 2 competitors announced. Let's see. Nia Jax took on Ember Moon. Ember Moon won by countout when Nia Jax basically knocked herself out on the video board on the side of the ring. The Ascension versus Bobby Roode. The Ascension dominated the match early, and then Bobby Roode and Chad Gable came back and picked up a pretty impressive win, and then both teams were attacked by AOP with their manager, Drake Maverick, who might be the second most annoying person in professional wrestling right now. And then there was a promo with there was a Trish Stratus promo where she came out and was talking about Alexa Bliss. And Alexa Bliss came out with her buddy, Mickie James. And they wanted to fight Trish Stratus tonight. And then they wanted to turn the match at Evolution between Alexa and Trish into a tag team match. Trish said, "That's fine, I've got a tag team partner, and she just happens to be here tonight." And of course, it was none other than her best friend, Lita. Which, I'm not going to lie, when Lita came out, I got goosebumps. The hair on the back of my neck stood up. And I was just extremely happy to see Lita. Lita is one of my favorite women's wrestlers of all time. Excuse me. And then the main event was The Shield versus the Dogs of War. Drew and Seth started the match. And then pretty much chaos ensued, and I lost track of who all was legal in the match at what points. The Dogs of War ended up winning when Drew McIntyre pinned Dean Ambrose. And after the match, while Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins were still recovering from their beatdown, Dean Ambrose got out of the ring and walked to the back by himself. So it'll be interesting to see next week what comes of that situation, because, you know, I think they've been teasing a Dean Ambrose heel turn for about a month now, and, you know, it could be a good thing for Ambrose. It's not something that I necessarily want to see, but it could be a good thing for Ambrose's career. He did do better by himself than he ever did with as a member of the Shield, so it'll be interesting to see if that's the direction they go in, and if he leaves the Shield. And that's how the show ended tonight. And so if you're listening and you want to see my show succeed, tell your friends, www.blogtalkradio.com/AceDiamond1980 is the site for my show. That's pretty much it. I'd really like to get my listeners up. I'd really like to have more guests more often. I will be reaching out to different people over the next couple of days and weeks. As a matter of fact, tonight I will be reaching out to a couple of people for future interviews. That's all the time I've got for tonight. I will be back Wednesday night, maybe with a guest, maybe not. We will have to see what happens. Have a good night, everybody.